Thank you for tuning in to our Restoration Life podcast. Don't forget to rate and review the message and share it out with your friends on social media. Can't wait for you to listen in next week.
Come on, let's give it up for the drama team. Wow. What an incredible story that they told through this Christmas play. I don't know about you, but it really ministered to my heart when you look at the Grinch and what happened in the Grinch's life. Because when you think about it, it is a beautiful story of God's grace on old Mr. Grinch. I mean, honestly, how can anyone hate Christmas? How can anyone despise the moment of Christmas? It seems impossible. And yet, the Grinch still hated Christmas. Nobody really knows why. In fact, when you explore the possible explanations behind why Mr. Grinch or anyone would hate Christmas, this is supposed to be a time of joy. It's a time of celebration. It's a time of singing. It's a time of cheer. It's a time of families gathering together and opening presents. And yet, how can anyone hate that? And yet, we have good old Mr. Grinch. Dr. Seuss doesn't tell us a lot about him. We know that he lived in a cave just north of Whoville. And we know that he had a cute little dog by the name of Max. Long-suffering Max, who was forced into all this mischief. This is a guy that hated Christmas and abused his animal. It's no wonder why he didn't have any friends. For all we know, all he did was sit in his cave and grow bitter as life passed him by, scheming of ways of making his very own life miserable, as well as those all around him. But why? How did the Grinch become so grinchy? Well, to paraphrase Shakespeare, he said, some are born grinchy, some achieve grinchiness, and some have grinchiness thrust upon them. So which one is it? I would say that every single person should get the benefit of the doubt that they are not necessarily born grinchy. But there is a Grinch in each and every single one of us. Some more amplified than others. And why would anybody strive to be a Grinch? There's nothing to be proud of. So maybe the Grinch became a Grinch because of life circumstances. And I think this is where many of us can relate. When you think about the Grinch and you think about his bitterness and you think about how angry he was, it's because he was living in a life full of bitterness because of his own personal, selfish pride and, we could just be honest this morning, his sin. I think this is where we can all relate. We have all been born into a world of selfishness and pride that will manifest itself throughout our lives in different ways. And God knew that we needed him even when we didn't realize that we did or still do. That without the grace of his love and his mercy shown to each and every single one of us, we'd all be lost for all eternity. And yet Isaiah the prophet says this hundreds and hundreds of years before the birth of Christ in Isaiah 7:14. Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will conceive a son and give birth to a son, and he will be called Emmanuel. Now, Emmanuel literally means God with us. And here's the reality. We all needed to experience the presence of God in order to be freed from the grinchiness or the sin that was in all of our lives. And God made a way to come to us through the birth of his son, Jesus Christ. You heard it in the story. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. And then Titus writes this in Titus chapter 2. He says, For the grace of God appeared that offers salvation to all people. For it teaches us to say no to ungodliness and to worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age. While we wait for the blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great Savior, God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself to redeem us from all wickedness and purify for himself a people that are his very own, eager to do what is good. That is the Whoville. The Whoville represents the whosoevers of this world that accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And now they carry around this joy that they sing about every single day of their lives. And that is the life of a believer. A believer was a whosoever who lives in the world of who. And yet, the gracious gift of salvation that came by way of Jesus Christ. Christmas is the Son of God expressing the love of God to save us from the wrath of God so that we could experience the presence of God. God's grace has been poured out on all of us. And tomorrow, we are all going to celebrate Christmas. All around the world is going to celebrate Christmas. And many of them are going to celebrate a fat old man that supposedly comes down and gives presents to everyone. But the reality is that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him would not perish and have everlasting life. Jesus is the reason for this season and our celebration during Christmas time. And we honor that. The Bible says in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Hear me clearly, church. The greatest gift that you and I can ever receive in this lifetime is going to be the gift of salvation, the rescuing of our eternal soul. And so God gave you the best gift that you could ever be given, an opportunity to fall in love with the one who loved you since you were formed in your mother's womb. If I could for just a moment have every head bowed and every eye closed in reverence to God this morning, I want to thank you for coming out today. I want to thank you for partaking of this beautiful creative drama that reflects the grace, the mercy, and the beauty of God's gift to all of us. An old-time preacher and theologian by the name of Charles Spurgeon said, "Whether in the manger or on the cross, wherever we see Jesus, we see salvation." Here is the reality. I want you to know that no matter where you are in life, or no matter what you're going through in life, that God sees you, that God loves you, and that he doesn't want you to go bitter when life gets hard. Doesn't want you to grow angry when life gets difficult. He doesn't want you to go throughout life trying to figure things out on your own. Because he made a way for you to get to know him through his Son, Jesus Christ. And I don't want you leaving today without understanding that Jesus loves you. Regardless of your sin, regardless of your way of life, regardless of who you are and where you come from, Jesus loves you. And he's not willing that any of us would perish. He sees the mistakes and the failures of your life, and yet he still loves you. He knows all the disappointments and the shame, and yet he still loves you. He loves you so much that even while in this state, his grace and his sacrifice was given to redeem you back to himself. Paul the Apostle wrote this in a letter to a church in Rome. And he said, "You see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous person, though for a good person someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since we have now been justified by his blood, how much more shall we be saved from God's wrath through him? For if while we were God's enemies, we were reconciled to him through the death of his son, how much more, having been reconciled, shall we be saved through his life? Not only is this so, but we also boast in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation. If you're here today, and this is your first time ever stepping into a Christian church, know that this whole creative play showing you the gospel and the gift of God to your life today was all about bringing you back to the Father, to restore a relationship that was damaged by our sin, to be washed away and be made brand new by the grace and the mercy of God. And if that's you and you're here today, and you would say, you know what, Pastor Eddie, I want to start a new life. I want a new future with a new hope. I want all that God has prepared for me. And I want to turn my eyes away from my past and turn my back on my past and give him my best future. And if that's you, right where you're at, would you just raise your hand and say, Pastor, that's me. I need to be born again. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Let's pray. If you believe that with all your heart as you raise your hand and you acknowledge that today you do need Jesus, not a religion, but a relationship, would you pray this prayer with me? And I believe that this would be the beginning of a fresh start and a journey with a God who loves you. Say this prayer with me. Say, Jesus, forgive me of all my sin. I believe that you died and you rose again for me. Thank you for the free gift of salvation. I receive that gift as I turn away from my sin and I repent of my past. God, I give you my present and I give you my future. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I want to welcome you home. I want to welcome you home. Would you all stand to your feet with me this morning as we get ready to close this service? And would you sing this song out with us today?
Long lay the world. Come on, somebody make a joyful noise.
We have a custom here at Restoration Life. We understand that we live in sunny California, and a lot of us don't necessarily get to go to the snow very often. But we have a custom here at Restoration Life at the end of every Christmas service that we have a snowball fight. And so on the count of three, we are going to release you to have a snowball fight within the sanctuary to close out the service on the count of three. One, two, three, go! Merry Christmas, Restoration Life. We pray that you have an incredible Christmas. Listen, if you're new to Restoration Life, make sure that you visit the VIP booth. We have the gift for you. God bless you. Turn around, give somebody a high five. We love you. Don't forget, next Sunday, Vision Sunday, make sure that you come. 8:30, 10:30, 12:30, 2:30. God bless you and have a Merry Christmas, family.